Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The radio show that knows truth is always stranger than fiction.
Week Monday, I get shoes.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Because they're too real to be part of my imagination.
On Talk Radio.
Hi, this is me again, and this part is what we call the fade, where the record gets softer and softer, and the disc jockey usually comes in and starts talking over it.
Ah, oh, it's the Peter Talk version. Look out, here comes tomorrow. Think maybe Sunday, going to be watching Head, maybe watch some Monkees episodes. Maybe not, might be too sad. Couldn't listen to the Monkees for ages after Davey died. Saturday, I'm going 4 hours away. I don't quite know where it is I'm going. It's 4 hours away to go and interview Nick Jones, which I'm very, very excited about. I'm not going to stay. They invited, very kindly invited me to stay. I think I'm going to go do it and hang out a little bit and have a little look around the area and then probably come home. Makes it a long old drive, but I feel very discombobulated at the moment. I think the discombobulation is not the fault of me falling off the scooter. I think it's what caused me to fall off the scooter, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Just not feeling where I am. I've started taking the pills again this week. It's day three today. I forgot to take one today, of course. But it's day three, and so they're making me just feel a little bit queasy and a little bit time-travel-y.
But I remember you always say that, you know, the driving is the canary in the coal mine, isn't it?
Yes, oh, yes. Good evening, dear listener. This is the Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Spontaneous.
Barbara Streisand.
There we go, you see. You can give us a call. That's what I like about you is your speed. Comedy is all about timing. 03...
Good one.
Well, there we go. 03444991000. You can call us about absolutely anything you want. If you know anything about the... what was that? What would you say that letter was called?
They call it the Steel Furnace.
The Steel Furnace letter. If you know anything about that, 03444991000. We're talking about failure. Failed my not motorbike test, like it's like the scooter test. Failed it today, and I was really sure I'd passed it. I was really sure I'd passed it. I booked another one in March 15th. But let's celebrate failure. Let's embrace failure, for crying out loud. And you know the score. You can call in about anything you want. 03444991000. Hey, this Jussie Smollett story.
It's insane, isn't
it? I was going to mention it the other day, right? He's this actor. I've never heard of him. I don't know the television programme he's in.
Empire. Yeah.
I've never seen it. And he got... he came out and got... he's gay and he's black and is relevant to this. He got beaten up in the street, had a noose put around him, had petrol or bleach put on him. I've heard two different things, and was told this is a MAGA country, you know, so it links in with Trump. And then quite early on, it was like a big thing, and loads of people on the left. Double N, because I didn't rip you apart last time. You call in if you want, but I don't think we're going to be able to make your gig. But call in. I can't really have conversations via text. And don't text Catherine because she can't see the screen. 03444991000. Loads of people on the left were going, well, this just shows that Donald Trump's America is full of scumbags and he has enabled racists and homophobes to do hate attacks in the street. And then quite early on, a few people were suggesting that this Jussie Smollett had faked it. And I was going to mention this early in the week when I first saw it, but I thought, I won't mention it because, and this shows where my bias is and my prejudice is, I thought I won't mention it because it's more than likely that this is kind of a backlash and people are saying he faked it just because he's a black gay man and it's, you know, it's an easy kind of smear to do. And I thought, I don't really want to get involved.
Also, it's the fake news defence, which is used all the time.
Yeah, yeah. What? Hang on, what?
Well, they say fake news didn't happen. Prove it happened.
Yeah, yeah,
all that
yeah.
kind of
so
stuff.
So I thought, well, it's, you know, this guy's no black man is going to make up having a noose put around their neck and, so I'm not going to jump on this. I'm not going to even, not even going to mention it because we're playing into the hands of the alt-right, of the InfoWars guys. Anyway, it's looking more and more likely that he faked it. That he paid, first of all, he said it was two white guys that did it. And now it would appear it was two Nigerians, I think, two black guys.
Yeah, that he knew.
That had been extras on the TV show. They are saying he paid them by cheque. Flipping heck, man. Listen, if you're gonna do something dodgy bodsky, cash. Cash is king. Use notes. Untraceable. Hand it over whilst wearing gloves.
Also, if you're going to fake a race hate crime, I'm afraid you're going to have to hire actors to type.
You're going to have to get some white guys.
Because they're CCTV.
But there's no CCTV of this. This is another thing that the coppers have come out and said, there's no CCTV of this. So, I'm finding it fascinating. Now, he has got the same lawyer that defended Winona Ryder of her shoplifting. Another couple of really big... Can you see who the lawyer is? He's done a couple of big celebrity cases. And they're now saying, and I don't know where this comes from. I think maybe this comes from the Nigerians. I'm being very careful because I don't want to kind of propagate fake news and stuff. But I've heard this on the news. And I think this comes from the Nigerians that he supposedly paid. That he was unhappy with his salary for being in this series. So he wanted to create more of a buzz about him so he was more bankable. So he was worth more money. So he'd get sympathy for being a victim of a hate crime, a racist and homophobic attack. That would raise his profile and he'd get more money. And I really don't know what to... I don't know what to make of this. I don't know what to make of it. So at the moment, I'm kind of going along with the cops and going, well, this is probably a fake thing until we prove otherwise. He's out of the show. He's been booted out of the show. He had two more episodes to film, and I think he's been written out. But I mean, what a bizarre, strange thing to do. Why would anybody think this was a sensible idea? He found this lawyer.
I'm looking it up. There's a lot of quotes from his legal team. Let me find the name.
He's done loads of celebrity cases. Winona Ryder. What was the other one?
Mark Garagos.
No, I don't know. Oh, yeah,
he's represented celebrities including Winona Ryder, Michael Jackson and Chris Brown.
Oh, okay, there you go. The bad boys of rock and roll. Well, we certainly know that Winona Ryder was guilty.
Yeah, and Chris Brown. I mean,
it's a very peculiar one. I mean, I just don't understand how anyone could think that would work. And he did. There's a great interview with him on Good Morning America or whatever. I don't know the name of the programmes. I don't live there. And he's doing his very earnest, this, I will forever be the guy that this happened to. I mean, they put a noose around a black man's neck and who could do such a thing? He's a good actor.
God, imagine
he's faking it. He's a good actor.
The balls of the man to do something like that.
Yeah, very, very.
If indeed he has faked it.
It's
not looking great, is
it? Let's say he has and be done with it. So the new James Bond, it's not called this, but Shatterhand.
What?
Shatterhand.
He Shatterhand.
This is the working title of the new James Bond film, Shatterhand.
No, you can't call it that.
Shat-a-hand?
No.
What? Shatterhand. No one... In the meeting, right? It's not what it's going to be called. It's the working title. But in the meeting, go, okay, so we've got the working title. We're going to call it Shatterhand. Everyone happy with that? No one goes... You know that sounds like a man just shit a hand out of his bum hole.
Also, this is a show with a history of giving characters funny names like Plenty O'Toole, Pussy Galore, Shatterhand. Sounds like his magic power.
Well, I mean, I suppose you could technically. There must be some people into that.
Oh my god!
Not me. It leaves a terrible taste in my mouth. But Shatterhand.
No, please. No, guys, you can't call it that.
I'm just going through the notes I made. R. Kelly.
Time. Had his collar felt.
It's time up for R. Kelly.
Although we have been here before.
Oh, he's gonna get done. R. Kelly, he's up with 10 charges of, I guess, I'm going to do the air conditioning, it's very hot. 10 charges of gross indecency and assault. I'm guessing it's something like that. It was a matter of time. Oh, dear. What's going on? What's going on in the world?
10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse, some involving underage victims.
Well, it looks like that television documentary opened the sluice gate, maybe not the floodgates, the sluice gate, and let that scumbag be. It's a weird world we're living in at the moment, isn't it? Isn't it? Strange times. Someone phone us up and cheer us up. Come on, guys.
Yeah, it's looking really bleak.
Bleak. It's bleak. It's very, very bleak. 0344 499-1000, the late night alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
Unmissable late night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
0344 499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Lines are empty. That's fine, that's fine. We'll work with that. The man with the tooth growing in his nostril.
I found that one too.
Rare condition left the 59-year-old with a blocked nose for 2 years. Now, here's the thing. Quite often when people die and they cut them open, there's teeth inside them. Teeth grow... No, I mean, I say quite often. I mean, no, it's not. I mean, it's relatively rare. But you do hear stories of they cut people open and... Or the worst one is they cut someone open and there's teeth and hair in there.
Yeah, the twin.
The twin is inside them. That actually happens. Hi, Ian. I saw a fake news article about you falling down a well with a neck brace. Surely that was just nonsense for publicity. David Wells. No, that's not true. That's an untruth. That is fake news. I did not fall down a well with a neck brace. I fell down a well and then had to wear a neck brace as a direct result of that, Dave. So I'm always happy to clear that up. The unidentified man had also lost some sense of smell and had discharge. Discharge is such an unpleasant word. Specialists removed a God, the Daily Mail website has got so many pop-ups. Dear God. The specialists removed a tumour in the nose, which was found to contain a tooth. It could happen due to face trauma, but there was no evidence in this case. Face trauma? Like a smack in the face?
God,
is that what it means?
So your teeth grow upwards.
A 59-year-old man had a tooth growing in his nostril because, oh my God, and there it is, because of a rare condition which left him with a blocked nose for 2 years. The strange growth... called an intranasal retained tooth, God. Or a nose tooth, can be caused by physical damage or development problems, but doctors couldn't explain this case. After doing scans and investigations to try and work out what the growth was, doctors removed it during surgery and discovered it was an entire tooth. Ay, ay, ay. Growing a tooth in the nostril is rare. All right. And it's thought to affect somewhere between 0.1% and 1% of the population. It's not that rare, but can go unnoticed. The report was published in the journal BMJ Case Reports, included pictures which clearly show a pearly white tooth inside the unnamed man's nose.
Yeah, and that made me think maybe you don't have to brush your teeth.
You sort of cover it in bogey.
Oh, my God. How could you not know it was up there?
The man who saw doctors at the ear, nose and throat unit at University Hospital Aarhus had been suffering from a blocked nose and loss of sense of smell over the past couple of years. He also had a regular milky discharge.
Flipping heck, man.
Coming from the left nostril. After topical nasal steroids, sprays to reduce swelling, had failed to solve his problems after a month, he saw a doctor. It can easily be missed, the doctors, led by Dr. Milos Fugschlang, wrote. Diagnosis is important since it can potentially cause disease. A scan revealed the man's nose. Oh, look, so they removed a tumour and the tooth was inside.
Yeah.
A scan revealed the man's nose was crooked to one side and there was a mass growing in his nasal cavity. Doctors suspected it was a cyst or even a tumour and decided to operate and pull the growth out. Previous case reports have described this condition happening when normal teeth are displaced after facial trauma, infections or developmental problems such as cleft palates. They found the man has broken his jaw and nose when he was younger, which had needed surgery to reconstruct, but they couldn't find any link between the two. This is freaky, man. The doctors added, our patient most likely had the intranasal retained tooth, or nose tooth, most of his life, but had late onset of symptoms. The patient was fine within a month after he used a nasal saline irrigation. I love a nasal saline irrigation. You ever had one?
I used to use them on the baby.
So cleansing. It's wonderful. Internasal teeth or nose teeth are a rare finding, but important to recognise since nasal congestion, chronic discharge and hyposmia can decrease quality of life.
God, imagine.
Dirty, dirty. What a dirty man. Dirty, dirty.
There's no chance my youngest has got one up there. She'd have found it by now. It's got a finger up her nose.
Someone's replied, radiation. Is it radiation?
What, in the comments?
Yeah.
All the doctors.
just as macabre, it's not unknown for a cancerous growth to have teeth and hair.
Shut up.
That's what someone says in the comments of the Daily Mail.
Cancerous growth of teeth and hair.
Wow. That is like another human being trying to come out
as
cancer.
But people do absorb twins, don't they, in the womb?
Yeah, they do.
And you'd never know.
Well...
Gosh.
I don't know. It's a strange old world. 03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Don't forget, it's quiet on the... Busy the first hour, quiet the second hour. That's the way it goes sometimes. It's Friday night. Not everyone wants to call in on a Friday night. That's absolutely cool. We are talking about failure. If you want to share your stories of failure, and maybe if you turned it into success, then that's something. But if not, don't worry about it. We're talking about this weird letter basically saying that I'm dying because I've eaten meat and I need to burn and become a statue or something like that. Very strange. I texted Watco. Watco wouldn't have sent it. Watco wouldn't have sent it.
It's very odd. It's the second weird letter you've had there.
What was the
first
one?
You had that postcard.
Oh, shoot, yeah. Does someone know where I live? Oh, God.
How could they?
Well, they might have followed me home. I mean, that writing is the writing of a lunatic.
Yeah, deranged. It's one step away from someone cutting out a newspaper.
It's not quite crayon.
No, but I think they've used a ruler.
I've definitely done lines.
Yeah.
But the L's, the letters are very straight. That is, that's weird, man. That's weird. Yeah. Am I going to get murdered?
Don't think so.
Okay. All right. Well, it's okay. Well, I hope I do now.
Oh, hang on. We can find out.
Oh, yeah, she's got magic eight ball.
Because you were going to bring your tarot cards in, so I thought I'd go science.
Yeah, I got my tarot
cards.
Use
the magic eight ball. So, what question are you asking?
Will I get murdered?
Absolutely.
Oh, shoot, man. Well, let's just hope that it's not Stephen. You're not going to murder me, are you, Stephen?
No.
Good. Well, that's okay. Well, that's. I mean, it's a some opening question, but as long as the answer is no, you sound like a trustworthy gentleman, Stephen. I will take your word for it. Please come into my house and use my spare bedroom. Here's my collection of knives.
Didn't I put full stops in the letter?
Exactly. What you got for us, Stephen?
I've been listening to the podcast for a long time.
Oh, bless you, man. Thank you. We appreciate and, that.
I work early in the morning, so I usually go to my bed about 10, and you guys put me to sleep.
Well, what are you doing up at this time of night then, you lunatic? You're going to be knackered tomorrow.
I'm phoning for a reason.
Uh-oh.
Well, two.
Does he want money?
No.
Okay.
I've been trying to find out what's happening with day 5, season 3.
Oh, yeah. Day
I just
five.
Can't find any information.
I can't remember the guy's name. My name's gone blank. The producer, Jess, Joss, Jeff. What was his name?
I can't remember his name.
He's been on the show. He's a friend of the show. My mind's gone. Josh Flanagan. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
Josh Flanagan, the producer. Right, it's a brilliant, brilliant series.
A great showbiz mate.
And he was gonna do season three of Day Five. Me and Kath were gonna get a part in it. We were gonna go over to the States in Phoenix, I think it was somewhere like that. We're going to see Ian Canfield in Phoenix if he's there.
It's Texas, wasn't it?
Texas. And we were going to go and do like a week of shows. And do you know what? It's funny you should mention that, Stephen, because I've been thinking for the last couple of weeks, I should really email Josh and find out if they have a date. Because if they have, we can start booking in our week abroad to do a show, this week of shows from America. Because I'm just thinking it would be nice to kind of sort something like that out. So I don't know, Stephen, but I'm gonna WhatsApp him this very... Hang on, if I've still got his number. Hang on a minute. I'm going to WhatsApp him. We're going to find out.
Well, through your podcast, I listened to the one when you had him on.
Yeah.
And I watched it. It was brilliant.
It's good,
brilliant. I've been itching for season three for a long time.
I'm going to phone him up.
I look on the internet and I can't find nothing.
Let's phone him up. I'm not having this. I'm not having Stephen waiting around. Oh, can't.
Do you know something? I actually joined Twitter just to add you and these guys to find out more information. I get nothing.
I've deleted Twitter.
I don't understand how it works.
Here we go. Let's phone up Josh. Is that fader's open? Is it okay? Let's get Josh on the show.
Here we go.
I mean, I bet he answers the phone with a barrage of swear words. He's quite...
What time is it there?
Who cares? Be like afternoon. Be mid-afternoon. Come on, Josh.
God, he might be filming. We might be ruining it.
Well, if he is filming...
Hey, this is Josh. I am clearly incapable of answering my phone at the moment, but if you leave me a message, I will come back.
At the tone... Please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hey, Josh, you're a piece of trash. It's Sal from Sal's Diner in New York City. I'm only kidding. It's Ian Lee. Catherine's here.
Hello.
And we have Josh. We're on air and we've got Stephen with us who's just called in. Stephen, you can ask Josh directly.
Josh, we're dying to know. The nation and Great Britain is dying to know what's happening with season 3 of...
Day 5.
Day 5.
He forgot the name. He forgot the name. Oh no, Josh. We need to know what's happening.
Press 1 to listen to your message.
Nope.
Press 2
That'll
to erase.
There we go.
I think we'll get the message there.
Yeah. Stephen, I can't believe you froze.
I'm tired.
I know
I'm
you are.
Sleepy.
As soon as we know, Stephen, we'll let you. I'll send him a little WhatsApp as well because he's not got my new number, and we will let you know, brother.
Cool.
Thank you, mate.
Cool.
Cheers. Bye bye. Oh, go
second
on.
Thing.
Yeah?
I went to the Flying Duck today to get tickets, and I can't get tickets.
Oh, you've got to get them...
Does it have to be through... So I don't trust online.
It has to be... This is the show that we're doing in Glasgow. We've sold 50% of the tickets, right?
It's a cool venue, by the way.
Oh, I can't wait. Our friend Graham's told us all about it. They don't sell tickets, and we can only do it through my website.
Right, okay, so I have to get a friend to do it for me then.
Get a friend to do it. IanLee.com/event. There's 30 tickets left.
All right, cool, so I better get on it then.
Stephen, do it, man. I look forward to meeting you, brother. Thank you, mate.
You too, guys.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye, Stephen. Bye-bye.
Yeah, we're doing the show. 50% of the tickets are gone for Glasgow. We've got 20 tickets left for Manchester. They're in May and June. And then the end of June, we've sold like 25% of the tickets for a show in London that we've not even really mentioned. And we've got loads left for Shaftesbury in July. If you want tickets, Belfast isn't up yet. I need to... they seem to be taking their time, which is fine. If you go to ianlee.com/event, IANLEE.com/event, all the ticket links are up there. When there's a link for the Kelsey Grammer thing, I'll put that up there as well. Let's go to... Now, is it Lisa or Liza or Lisa?
It's Liza, Ian. How are you? Hi,
Hi, Liza.
Very, very well. I don't think I've ever spoken to a Liza before.
It's Wilson's mum.
Oh, I've spoken to a Liza. I'm just putting that gap in because it sounds like Eliza Doolittle. hello, Liza.
Hi. Listen, I used to work in minor surgery and take cysts out, and I can tell you they do grow teeth and hair.
Wow.
It's gruesome.
So hang on a minute. So, so a cyst is like a growth, yeah?
Well, you get various types of cysts.
Yeah.
The ones more with the teeth and the hair are taken out in proper surgery.
Yeah.
So, but I've seen the videos and I've been in there when they've done it. It's amazing. It's gruesome.
Do you do that thing where you kind of put one finger in your mouth, turn away, and then slap your other hand? So, would the cyst be external or would it be inside the body?
Inside. The ones with the teeth and everything will be inside the body.
And how many teeth? How much hair? Is there an eye?
Oh, no. Yes, you can get eyes.
Shut up! No! No! I was joking!
Is it blinking?
No!
Google it. It's amazing. But the hair, it's like a proper hairball with teeth. You can get a good set of teeth. Couple of teeth in there.
And would that be an absorbed twin from, you know, embryonic times?
Or could they have eaten something as a baby?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. I know there's a thing with the twins, but it's also the body just creates things with the calcium and everything that we build up.
Oh, my God. And it forms teeth.
Yeah, it's amazing. Google it. You'll see them on Google.
I'm Googling it.
It's incredible.
Oh, hang on. Mine?
They don't come as a set of teeth. You'll just see the odd two.
Removal of dermoid cyst with six teeth.
Six?
Yeah.
So, oh, God. Oh!
So they've just burst this sort of little sack.
It's pulling the sack out of... I don't know where that is.
It's very pink.
Oh, God, it looks like a ball sack. Where is that? Just cut it away. Hang on a minute. Let's just jump forward. I want to see these bad boy teeth. Let's jump. This goes on for flipping ages. God, this is like...
This is keyhole surgery, though, isn't it? That they've got, like, remote instruments going on.
All right, mate.
Fascinating.
He's sewing
hair coming out.
Oh, there's hair! Oh, jeez! He's burst the sack and there's hair! Oh, no! Oh, no, no, no! No, no, no! No, 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 no!
Oh, my God.
Oh, God! He's having to root around. What's he going to pull out? Finger going like that. No! Oh, no, no, no!
It's the most... Wow. It's disgusting, but I can't stop watching it. They got it, look.
It's
got a blood supply and everything.
Oh, God! Liza, this is horrible. Why are you making me watch this?
I love being in surgery watching this. It's great.
Oh, God, I nearly swore then.
I've got a Kelsey Grammer story for you too, really quickly.
Oh, there's a tooth! Oh, that's not a tooth yet. Hang on a minute.
He's just nipping off the blood supply. Hang on.
Have you puked yet?
Oh, Jesus. That's rising.
I can't make this jump. This video's gone a bit funny for some reason. Hang on a minute.
It's a shame there isn't smell-o-vision because the smell's quite unique.
Oh,
right,
this
I is bet the thing. We watch Pimple Popper and we reckon there must be some right old pongs kicked out there, flicking it.
It's almost like cauliflower cheese, but the most intense...
Oh, my gosh.
...smell of cauliflower cheese you can imagine.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh.
I smelled the cat's septic ear once. There was a sort of sweetness to it.
Some of them are quite...
Oh, yeah, there are the teeth. Here come the teeth.
Oh, look at that. All right, they've whipped it out. So let's have a look what you got in the bodily lucky dip.
There we go. Look at those teeth. They're proper teeth.
And they're the serious ones, you know, like the Lego Forers.
Oh, disgusting.
Honestly, aren't people horrible?
You're horrible, Liza. You disgust me.
I know, I love it. I'm sorry.
Go on, let's have your Kelsey Grammer.
Paul and I went to see a filming of something, I can't remember what now, in Richmond many, many, many years ago.
Yeah.
And we went to a pub beforehand to have some lunch.
Yeah.
And I turned around and Kelsey Grammer was sat there with his agent.
No.
Like you, huge, huge fan.
Yeah.
And it was before mobile phones with cameras or anything.
Yeah.
And Paul went off to the toilet and I built up the courage and I said, could I have your autograph? Do you mind? Huge fan. he came and sat with us. Honestly, he's the nicest
man. No, really?
Could not get rid of him. He was so, so sweet.
Oh, I thought you were going to do Yael Jardine you and told you to F off or something. Oh, that's brilliant.
No, he was just so lovely. He was with us ages. In fact, he was then late back for the filming of the show because we were there for so long.
Well, that first question. Kelsey, do you remember being in some pub about 25 years ago, some bird called Liza, and you were hassling her and her husband in a pub? What was that all about?
because he asked me how to spell my name, and I said L-I-Z-A, and he said, how do you know it's a Z and not a Z? I said, because my dad's American. And he said, that's interesting, because his nanny was called Eliza, I think, at the time.
Oh.
So that's how we kind of had a little bond over the name. So that's how it went on. But he's lovely. He's amazing.
Well, I am very excited, of course, and I can't wait to meet him. And, of course, we all know, everybody surely knows how to spell Liza. I mean, if anybody gets it wrong, then you just need to listen to this.
I know, exactly. There you go. See, there's a hole in my bucket and everything.
Thank you, Liza. Cheers, my dears.
Really terrific.
Why is she so quiet? Whack her up a bit, please, Sam.
I have a problem. Now, wait, it's not a big problem, but it is a problem. It's my name. You know, I find that still a lot of people call me Lisa.
Oh.
Wrong! My name is Liza. Liza. Has a Z in it. Well, for instance, somebody will come up to me on the street and say, hello, Lisa, how are you? I say, I'm fine, thank you, but it's Liza. Or somebody will say, Lisa, what a nice hat you have on. I'll say, thank you very much, but my name is Liza. And that's my hair. So you can see what I mean. Anyway, I've been trying to figure out a final solution to this whole thing, and I think I've come up with the answer.
Final solution,
Jack?
Gosh. You know this song?
Now listen. It's Liza with a Z, not Lisa with an S, because Lisa with an S goes snot. It's Z instead of S, line instead of Lee. Simple as can be, see Liza. I do it again. It's Liza with a Z, not Lisa with an S, because Lisa with an S goes snot. It's Z instead of S, line instead of Lee. Simple as can be, see Liza.
No one writes songs like that anymore that are just like you dicking around saying stuff fast.
A little bit of fun.
A little bit of fun. It's all these political songs and stuff. People just do songs with words and tongue twisters in that you do it fast and then at the end you do it double fast. Just do more of that, please. We got Marilyn, we got Matthew, we got Sally. This is turning into one hell of a show. 03444991000. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
The Radio
Radio Show, where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
We could be dreaming and meeting each other in our dreams.
On Talk Radio.
By the way, the soundtrack for the new Frank Sidebottom documentary is available for pre-order. It's not on Amazon yet because they're idiots. But if you go to... where's the website? Is it Keymail? Keymail Order. Keymailorder.co.uk and type in Frank Sidebottom. Let me just check that works, actually, because I hate to send you somewhere. Being Frank, the soundtrack. There's a limited edition picture disc, 500 copies. It looks stunning. And there's a not limited edition CD, which also looks stunning. But buy the picture disc, please. But if you go to keymailrecords.com, keymailrecords.com or .co.uk and type in Frank Sidebottom or Being Frank, then it pops up. I would suggest getting your orders in quickly because the album is going to sell out. That much is true. Let's go to Marilyn. Good evening, Marilyn.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Kath.
Hello, Marilyn.
What can we do for thee this evening?
Well, it's just you were talking about the cyst with the hair and the tooth.
Yes.
Well, I had that operation in 1967 when I was 21.
Wow, could they do operations that far back?
I had one of them cysts in me ovary.
Oh, blimey, oh the goodness. Old ovary cyst, the OC.
And I had to take me ovary and fallopian tube away.
Oh, no!
And the surgeon told us that it had hair in a tooth and it was probably my twin.
Flipping egg, man. When you hear something, right, that's a horrendous operation to go through, and I'm sorry you had to go through that. But when you hear...
I was 21.
When you hear something like that, though, you had a bit of your twin inside you.
Yeah.
That you obviously never became a fully fledged human being. How on earth does that make you feel?
Well, I've never bothered. It's just nothing bothers you when you're 21.
No. Did you not... I mean, I would be tempted to give it a name. Is that, I don't know, is that a rude thing to say? Is that rude of me to say that?
You can say what you like, Ian.
Oh, well, there you go. You're a very kind woman, Marilyn. And have you found any teeth anywhere else inside your body, or is it just there?
Well, the only thing was, I never got second teeth in four places in my front teeth.
You still got milk teeth?
At the top. I didn't get any second teeth.
Oh.
Till I was 21.
Hey, flipping
it. As well. And now I went round all the dentists and asked them if they would. Well, I still had little baby teeth and they looked daft.
Yeah.
So
they would.
So the dentist wouldn't take them out them days because there was nothing wrong with them. But then I got the hospital at Newcastle did them and they found it. Four teeth were upside down in the gums. They were growing upwards.
Oh, my word. You're a medical miracle.
I am. And I'm still here.
So what did they, how did they rectify that?
They just had to pull them out, take the roots, the second teeth out of the gums and stitch them up and put some little false teeth in.
Oh, wow.
I was only 21.
Oh, I bet you can still hear the sound if you concentrate on of those teeth being pulled from your head, can't you?
It's a long time ago.
That's the noise it makes. You're having teeth. I had so many teeth taken out as a kid because they were all over the shop, and it makes that noise.
Oh my god!
Inside your head. Wow, Marilyn, you're incredible.
Them days, I wasn't frightened. Now when I go, you know, I have a lot of health problems, and now I'm more frightened than I was when I was young.
Oh, mate, I'm sorry to hear that. We should sell you to Ripley's, believe it or not. I know they're making they're rebooting the Twilight Zone. I'll give them your phone number.
Unfortunately, they fixed her.
Oh, Marilyn, well, thank you for sharing that. That's an incredible story.
I thought when I was listening, I thought, oh, that's my sister.
Your sister.
I never thought after you got that, you said you got it on Google, I thought, oh, I don't know whether I dare ring him and tell him I had that.
Oh, did you keep the hair? Did you keep the teeth? Did you bury them? Did you put them in a box? Make a little dolly out of them?
Stop it.
Okay.
I didn't even know I was going to be opened up or anything. All they told us then, I mean, 1967, they didn't tell you very much.
No, they were all on acid, listening to Sergeant Pepper.
he just said he was going to examine us under anaesthetic. Well, I never thought I was going to be cutting us to my own.
Wow, so he went in and took your ovaries out, but he didn't tell you beforehand that that's what was going to happen. That's incredible.
No. He said, when he came round to my bed afterwards, he says, I've had to take your right ovary and fallopian tube away.
Aye, flipping it.
And I was just 21. I'd been married 3 years. And I'd had 3 miscarriages.
Oh, man, you've had a life, Marilyn.
The reckon... No, I've had a lovely life, Ian.
Okay.
I've had two lovely husbands and...
Oh.
Unfortunately, they both died, but I've...
Black
I've
Widow strikes again.
Life. Eh?
I'm just being facetious. I'm saying the Black Widow strikes again.
There's nobody who'll take us on after
We've still got time for a third, haven't you?
No, I'm 74 now. And
my grandma got married in her 70s. Never say never.
Well, if I was fit enough to get out, but I haven't been out of the house since a month before Christmas because I've had some eye operations. And
get on the internet. They deliver these days.
Get yourself a nice Russian fella or a Polish fella. Get them sent over. A few quid would be worth it.
I'm very fussy.
I bet you are.
But
hey, listen.
32 years with one lovely man and 20 years with the next.
Wow, that's incredible.
And they were I just want somebody to do me garden. Do me DIY.
Is this a euphemism or...?
No.
your garden, what are we talking about? Front or back? No.
Oh, stop it.
Okay. All right, Marilyn. Well, you never know who's listening. Maybe Alan Caddick's listening and we'll give him your details.
Oh yes. Who was the one whose birthday it was on Saturday? It was...
That was Alan Caddick. Yeah.
That was Alan,
well,
yeah.
It was my birthday on Saturday as well.
Oh, you see, meant to be.
Exactly.
I've got the same birthday as him.
Star-crossed lovers. You and Marilyn and Alan sitting in a tree. Hey, listen, Marilyn, thanks for that. It's nice to talk to you.
Okay, then. Look after yourself.
See you later on. Take care. Bye-bye. I like Marilyn.
I've got a real
She's
soft spot
call.
For
She's
her.
She's a great call. Mm-hmm. We've got loads of calls now all of a sudden. Let's go to Jan. Good evening, Jan.
Hi.
Hello, Jan.
Hello. I was going to talk to Catherine.
Oh, don't you. I'll sit back. I will listen in, but you talk to Kath.
Okay. You spoke to Alec, my boyfriend, last night.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yes, I was there.
Alec told me the most extraordinary story.
Yeah, well, I was there too.
So, you were the girlfriend in question. You were not on the right side of the ghost.
No, but she didn't like me. I think it was a she. She didn't like me at all.
Incredible.
She didn't want me there.
This goes through jam, Ian.
Go on.
A pot of jam across the table.
Oh, there's all sorts going on. It was quite scary, actually.
I bet. So, you know, for you to leave a nice house after 3 months because you couldn't live there anymore, there's got to be something going on.
Yeah, well, it belonged to my cousin and we were staying there, or Alec was staying there anyway, and I stayed over and we woke up in the morning and we were chatting and we heard this enormous crash. I said, what on earth was that? It sounds like someone's thrown a huge bunch of keys, like really old big keys to a castle through the letterbox and they'd landed on the floor. That's what it sounded like. And when he went downstairs, he found all these coins that he'd put on the side, like he does, on a little table, and they were all over the floor.
Incredible.
And we just said, well, that's weird.
Incredible. And it was like leaving him gifts, little polished pebbles.
Yeah, he used... it was like a little room that had a washing machine in, I think. And he used it as a dark room. And when he'd go in there in the morning, there'd be all these funny little things left, like little trinkets, little semi-precious stones and little pins that you put posters on a board with. It's just really weird.
Honestly, I'm really cynical about this stuff, but the way he told it last night, I believed it.
These two
don't be cynical.
I leave you alone for one night, Kath. You get sucked in by the Moonies.
They're not winding me up.
You're going to be getting married in a football stadium next. And did it stop when you moved?
It went to live in Wales, or haunt in Wales.
It went with a friend of ours.
Right, his, I was suspicious.
And his wife turned up. And right. For some reason, this little person latched onto them and they took it home with them.
Is it true they stopped talking to you?
We had no more problems after that. Nothing else happened after that. Yeah, it was really weird.
Did it happen when the little boy was staying with you?
No, it was a little girl. Right. I think we found out it was supposed to have been a little girl who died.
Okay. Right.
And but we didn't know that at the time. But we found out afterwards. Wow. And this little person went home with them and left little fingerprints and little handprints all over the place there.
Kathy, are you buying this?
I am.
Wow.
Luckily, we said goodbye to her, but we were quite relieved, I can tell you.
Did you not, like, do a Ouija board or anything?
No, we don't go in for that.
No.
No, I did that when I was a kid, and that happened. No, you don't go there. There's no control. You don't know who the hell's going to come through, and
Or it's just your fingers on a bit of wood.
Yeah, but it's not a good idea, because there's no control. You don't know who's going to come through.
Okay. All right, Jen, well, thank you for...
It's a good idea, anyway.
Thank you for giving us the details.
Please don't play.
Okay. Well, thanks for giving us the details on that.
Incredible.
Okay.
You spooky. Better not be haunting the show now. Better not have dropped a ghost off. Thank you, Jan. Thank you very much indeed. 0344-499-1000. I don't believe a word of it.
It's the way it's unlike you to get
sucked into
that. No, and that's because he was really credible.
Let's go to Mo. Good evening, Mo.
Good evening, man.
Oh.
How are you?
Hello, Mo.
I'm good.
I didn't ask.
Can you play a bit of the album, please, that you're trying to sell?
Sorry?
Can you please play a bit of that album that you're trying to sell?
Play it?
Yes, please.
No, thanks.
Play a sample.
Why?
Because if you're trying to sell something, I want to hear it first to buy it.
Oh, gee. Do you know what, Mo? It's not for you. I don't want you. I forbid you from buying it.
Why?
Because it's not for you. It's from a talented artist, and I don't think you'd appreciate it.
I appreciate music probably.
You don't appreciate how to use a telephone properly. We can't hear you now.
Maybe just get a better speaker.
What? I can't hear you, man. You got one more chance. If I can't hear this next line, you're getting cut off. Speak properly into the phone.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
I said get a better speaker then.
No, it's not the speaker. It's you using the phone like an absolute bell cheese. We're not using speakers here. We're using a headphone, so we can hear every minute.
I'm trying to be nice.
No, you're not. You're not. You're being a bell again. You haven't called us for 8 months, and then you phone in. You come back with ringing like a good'un.
Please play that album. I want to buy it.
Is your voice broken?
No, my voice isn't broken. But
it's deeper than it was before. You sound like a man. I mean, an idiot of a man, but you sound like a man.
Reed, I only called you 2 months ago.
Well, this is what happens. It's puberty, man. It happened.
Yeah. Can you please play a bit of the album?
No, not going to.
This call seems to be going well.
Sorry?
This call seems to be going well, I said.
It's a good one for you, it's a good one for you. But no, we're not playing that record. What's your next point?
Yeah, I'd say good show. Better than usual, but really good today.
There you go. You see, Mo, it's because we listened to your criticism, we've taken it on board, and we've upped our game for you. Moses.
Thank you, man.
You're very welcome. Yeah. Thanks for your call, man. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, see you, man.
Yeah, bye. Don't fall down anything, will you? That guy. Giselle, Matthew, Sally. Sally will be next because you've been waiting for ages. We've got Sally, then we've got Dean, then we've got Matthew, then we've got Giselle, because that's the order that came up on the screen. We will come to you after the news. If you can stick around, that's great. If you can't, well, that's, you know, hey, listen, that's life. We're all on a journey, and some journeys last a little bit longer than others, and that's absolutely fine. I won't give up the phone number because we've got these four people. If you know it, you're welcome to call in. You can call in about anything. This is your fault, by the way, anyway. We had half an hour of no calls, then you will call in at once. What do you expect us to do? You can call in about anything. If you've had bits of your body removed and they had teeth and hair in there, we want to know about that. Well, that seems to be the thing.
That's enough, isn't it?
The thing, really. This is the late night alternative. You can listen to me and Catherine every single weeknight between 10 p.m. and 1 a.m. Listen on DAB, download the app, or talkradio.co.uk.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh, no.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.